Matthew chapter 22. And Jesus answered and spoke to them again by parables and said, The kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who made a wedding for his son and sent forth his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding, but they would not come. Again, he sent forth other servants saying, Tell those who are invited, Look, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fattened calves are killed and all things are ready. Come to the marriage. But they made light of it and went their ways. One to his farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants, and treated them spitefully, and killed them. But when the king heard of it, he was angry, and he sent forth his armies, and destroyed those murderers, and burned up their city. Then he said to his servants, The wedding is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy. Go therefore into the highways, and as many as you shall find, invite to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man who did not have on wedding clothes. And he said to him, Friend, how is it you came here without wedding clothes? And he was speechless. Then the king said to the servants, Bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Because many are called, but few are chosen. Then the Pharisees went, and took counsel how they might entrap him in his talk. And they sent out to him their disciples with the Herodians, saying, Master, we know that you are true, and teach the way of God in truth. Neither do you care for any man, because you do not regard the person of men. Tell us therefore, what do you think? Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? But Jesus perceived their wickedness, and said, Why do you tempt me, you hypocrites? Show me the tax money. And they brought to him a penny. And he said to them, Whose image and superscription is this? They said to him, Caesar's. Then he said to them, Therefore give to Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. When they had heard these words, they marveled, and left him, and went their way. The same day the Sadducees, who say that there is no resurrection, came to him and asked him, saying, Master, Moses said, If a man dies having no children, his brother shall marry his wife, and raise up offspring for his brother. Now there were with us seven brothers, and the first, when he had married a wife, died, and having no offspring, left his wife to his brother. Likewise the second also, and the third to the seventh. And last of all the woman died also. Therefore in the resurrection, whose wife shall she be of the seven? Because they all had her. Jesus answered and said to them, You do err. Not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God. Because in the resurrection, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven. But concerning the resurrection of the dead, have you not read that which was spoken to you by God, saying, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. And when the multitude heard this, they were astonished at his teaching. But when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus said to him, You shall love the Lord Jehovah your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. While the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, What do you think of Christ? Whose son is he? They said to him, The son of David. He said to them, How then does David in spirit call him Lord, saying, The Lord Jehovah said to my Lord, Sit on my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool? If David then calls him Lord, how is he his son? And no man was able to answer him a word, neither did any man dare from that day forth ask him any more questions.